Well, that's that, said Grandpa Joe brightly. It's just what we expected. Charlie looked up. Four kind old faces were watching him intently from the bed. He smiled at them, small, sad smile, and then he shrugged his shoulders and picked up the chocolate bar and held it out to his mother and said, Here, Mother, have a bit. We'll share it. I want everybody to taste it. Certainly not, his mother said. And all the others cried, No, no, we wouldn't dream of it. It's all yours. Please, begged Charlie, turning round and offering it to Grandpa Joe. But neither he nor anyone else would even take a tiny bit. It's time to go to school, my darling, Mrs. Bucket said. Come on, or you'll be late. That evening, Mr. Bucket's newspaper announced the finding of not only the third golden ticket, but the fourth as well. Two golden tickets found today, screamed the headlines. Only one more left. All right, said Grandpa Joe, when the whole family was gathered in the old people's room after supper. Let's hear who found them. The third ticket, read Mr. Bucket, holding the newspaper up close to his face, because his eyes were bad and he couldn't afford glasses. The third ticket was found by a Miss Violet Beauregard. There was great excitement in the Beauregard household when our reporter arrived to interview the lucky young lady. Cameras were clicking and flash bulbs were flashing, and the famous girl was standing on a chair in the living room, waving the golden ticket madly. She was talking very fast and very loudly to everyone, but it was not easy to hear all she said because she was chewing so ferociously on a piece of gum. I'm a gum chewer normally, she shouted, but when I heard about these ticket things at Mr. Wonka's, I gave up gum and started on chocolate bars in the hope of striking lucky. Now, of course, I'm back on gum. I just adore gum. My mother says it's not ladylike, and it looks ugly to see a girl's jaws going up and down like mine do all the time, but I don't agree. And who's she to criticise anyway? Because if you asked me, I'd say her jaws are going up and down almost as much as mine are, just from yelling at me every minute of the day. Now, Violet, Mrs. Beauregard said from the far corner of the room where she was standing on the piano to avoid being trampled by the mob. All right, Mother, keep your hair on, Miss Beauregard shouted. And now, she went on, turning to the reporters again, it may interest you to know that this piece of gum I'm chewing right now at this moment is one I've been working on for over 3 months solid. That's a record, that is. It's beaten the record held by my best friend, Miss Cornelia Princemetal, and she was furious. At night time, I just stick it on the end of the bedpost, and it's as good as ever in the mornings. A bit hard at first, maybe, but it soon softens up again after I've given it a few good chews. Before I started chewing for the world record, I used to change my piece of gum once a day. I used to do it in our lift on the way home from school. Why the lift? Because I liked sticking the gooey piece that I'd just finished with onto one of the control buttons. Then the next person who came along and pressed the button got my old gum on the end of his or her finger. Oh, yes, I'm thrilled to be going to Mr. Wonka's factory, and I understand that afterwards he's going to give me enough gum to last me for the rest of my whole life. Whoopee! Hooray!
Beastly girl, said Grandma Josephine.
And who's got the fourth golden ticket? Charlie asked.
Now, let me see, said Mr. Bucket, peering at the newspaper again. Ah, yes, here we are. The fourth golden ticket was found by a boy called Mike TV. Another bad lot, I'll be bound, muttered Grandma Josephine.
The TV household, said Mr. Bucket, was crammed, like all the others, with excited visitors when our reporter arrived. But young Mike TV, the lucky winner, seemed extremely annoyed by the whole business.
Can't you fools see I'm watching television? He said angrily. I wish you wouldn't interrupt.
The 9-year-old boy was seated before an enormous television set, with his eyes glued to the screen, and he was watching a film in which one bunch of gangsters were shooting up another bunch of gangsters with machine guns. Mike TV himself had no less than 18 toy pistols of various sizes hanging from belts around his body, and every now and again he would leap up into the air and fire off half a dozen rounds from one or another of these weapons.
Quiet, he shouted, when someone tried to ask him a question. Didn't I tell you not to interrupt? This show's an absolute whiz-banger. They're terrific, these gangsters, especially when they start pumping each other full of lead. Gosh, what wouldn't I give to be doing that myself? It's the life, I tell you. It's terrific.
That's quite enough, snapped Grandma Josephine. I can't bear to listen to it.
"Nor me," said Grandma Georgina. "Do all children behave like this nowadays?"
"Of course not," said Mrs. Bucket, smiling at the old lady in the bed. "Some do, of course. In fact, quite a lot of them do. But not all."
"And now there's only one ticket left,
said Grandpa George.
Quite so, sniffed Grandma Georgina. And just as sure as I'll be having cabbage soup for supper tomorrow, that ticket'll go to some nasty little beast who doesn't deserve it.